Let's talk week 7 fantasy studs and duds. The duds? My fantasy football teams. Crossy Posse Packer Nation. Welcome to an episode of Packers, the podcast where you're not a Packers fan, but it sure does help. I'm your host, Tom Grossi. Yeah, Tom Grossi is struggling right now. I have 4 leagues. Went 2-2 this week. In the first Packcast league, I won 156-50. Yay. Currently in 4th place. And then in Packcast 2, I lost 82-121. And I'm currently in 5th place in that one and out of the playoffs. So things have been better, but I have a feeling I'm going to make a comeback. I don't. I'm terrified that I'm going to lose. And then I'm going to be really, really embarrassed and disappointed. And everyone's going to call me names like Tommy No Mick Playoffs and Fantasy Grossi. And even though I'm going to be like, that doesn't fit. It's too long of a nickname. They're going to continuously do it. And it's... Let's talk about fantasy studs and duds. If you're brand new to it, what we do is we pick 3 studs, 1 sleeper, and 3 duds. People you should avoid playing this week on your fantasy lineup, and let's get to it. Stud numero uno, and that is Jacksonville Jaguars running back Leonard Fournette, who has kind of like had a meh start to the season. 584 yards, only 1 touchdown, but the thing that is giving me hope and dreams is that he's playing the Bengals, and the Bengals are absolutely terrible. They can't stop the run. Mark Ingram ran all over them. Lamar Jackson ran all over them last week. So if there is a week for Leonard Fournette to have a big game, it's this one. And so while the Jacksonville Jaguars don't really strike fear into the hearts of their opponents, I think, they'll be fine against the Bengals because the Bengals are just... ugh. Then moving on to numero dos, that's 2 for our Spanish-speaking friends. We have 49ers running back Tevin Coleman. You can also put Matt Breida on here too. But Tevin Coleman specifically has a TD in his last 2 games. They're going against the Redskins, another terrible team that really can't do a whole lot. And so just considering how bad the Redskins are, even though they won their first game, I feel like this is the 49ers are literally just going to murder them. It's going to get really, really ugly. And so Coleman and Breida, I think, will both have big games. They'll rely on that running game a whole lot. Then number 3, we have the Bills QB, Josh Allen. Now, this is the kind of guy who you pick up if you're like, oh, crap, my quarterback's on a bye or my quarterback is injured. Because right now, he's going against Miami. There's the first reason why. And you get the rushing yards, you get the passing, even though he doesn't do a whole lot of the passing. Josh Allen has had an up and down year for fantasy. The offense has been kind of, even though they're 4-1, hasn't been the most productive. But I feel like Josh Allen is a good fill-in, just in case you need him. And then you have your sleeper pick, which I feel like he's not even a sleeper anymore, but not anyone's talking about him, and that is Seahawks running back Chris Carson. And me personally, I always stayed away from the Seattle running game because it was always a running back by committee and it was disgusting and it was terrible. But he has over 100 yards in the last 3 games. They're going against the Ravens who, God, I mean, Nick Chubb ran all over them a couple weeks ago. They really are not great at stopping the run. I think Chris Carson's going to probably have another game with over 100 yards. And so I think he's a pretty safe bet this week. Then for our duds, you got Kerryon Johnson, the running back for the Lions, going up against the Vikings. He's been okay. He's been solid. Held to 34 yards against the Packers. But the Minnesota defense ain't nothing to mess around with, and I think they're going to give Kerryon Johnson a rough, rough day, and it'll force Matthew Stafford to throw the ball a whole lot. And so because of that, I don't think Johnson's going to get a lot of opportunities to run the ball. Could still be effective in the passing game, but again, that Vikings D I think is going to be too good. Then moving on, continue with the running backs. You got Duke Johnson, the running back for the Texans, who scored his first touchdown as a Texan last year, but going up against a tough Colts defense. And so, you know, just because he had some success last week, I still don't believe in that Texans backfield one bit. I believe in Deshaun Watson a whole lot, and even DeAndre Hopkins' production hasn't been well. But I think it's going to be risky to start Duke Johnson. This should be a really, really good game, but I don't trust him against the Colts. And then finally, number three, the Broncos' defense. While they've been doing amazing the past 2 weeks, they even shut out the Titans this past week, they're going against the Chiefs. And yes, they're playing at home, and I think that they can force some turnovers. I think Patrick Mahomes is going to be pretty angry, and I think he's going to rip apart some people. Tyreek Hill, second week back from injury, I feel like he's going to have a really big game. And so if you saw the Broncos' defense and you're like, oh man, I need a defense for this week, I might skip out on them. But let me know what you think down in the comments below. How are your fantasy teams doing this year? Hopefully better than mine. I think in one of my other leagues, I'm eighth place right now. Yuck. Just yuck. Gotta turn this ship around. But let me know what you think. You can always find me at TomGrassiComedy.com or at TomGrassiComedy on all the social media. See down below. Check out PatCast on SoundCloud, iTunes, Google Play Music, Spotify, and of course the YouTube. And a big shout out and thank you to all the Patreon members over at Patreon.com/TomGrassiComedy. But that's that. Three videos. Done. Finite. We did it. Thank you so much for watching. I'm Tom Grassi. And as always, I blew before I... Go Pack Go.